So, and by that one could mean any number of different things, but certainly lots of college professors and graduate students, and I actually think probably any number of people in the intelligence community,
Yeah.
PR people, they recognized it fairly early on as an institution that needs to be marched through. You've heard of the long march through the institutions. It's a phrase of the new left. The idea being that what the left needs to do, what communists need to do if they want to win the long war with capitalism, is to slowly, gradually, inexorably capture every single one of the institutions. And that would certainly include publishing. And well, Wikipedia was emblematic of a new kind of publishing. And so very early on, the first two articles that were written about Wikipedia were in, of all things, the New York Times. I mean, before any blog, before anything, right? The New York Times and MIT's, what was it called? Technology Review. So, I mean, go figure. I actually conjecture, and I don't have any solid proof. I have a very little solid proof. I have a little bit that spy agencies dominate, but I don't think I'm not sure. But why wouldn't they? Is really the argument, because it's their job. If they weren't doing that, they wouldn't be doing their job. I mean, they say that spycraft now is an information warfare. That's what they say it is. It's a battle for hearts and minds, and it is a battle to control the narrative at this point. What easier and more convenient way to do that than on Wikipedia? You know, it's